I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 30th. Plans to renovate Forbes Hill Park in Quincy will be unveiled during a community meeting tonight. Ward 3 City Councilor Ian Kane is hosting the meeting with the city tonight at 6:30 at the Parks and Recreation Department on Marymount Parkway. The master plan includes new shade trees, open fields, gardens, a footpath, forest restoration, new playing courts, a children's play area, new benches, stormwater management, and accessible walking paths. Future plans include the restoration of the historic water tower at the park. The Friends of Forbes Hill Park is a resident group formed in 2022 to advocate, preserve, and restore open and green space at Forbes Hill Park. The renovations are being done in conjunction with the new clubhouse being built at the nearby Furnacebrook Golf Course. Now, the first witnesses in the Karen Reed trial, the Massachusetts woman accused of the 2022 death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, took the stand yesterday after opening statements were delivered. The 43-year-old Reed of Mansfield has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges. The prosecution says she hit her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, with her vehicle outside of a home in Canton during a snowstorm in January of 2022 following a night of drinking. Her defense has long centered on allegations of a cover-up involving members of several law enforcement agencies. They claim O'Keefe was beaten inside the home, bitten by a dog, and left outside. Reed's defense attorney did not name who they say killed O'Keefe, but said the homeowner is being protected because, like O'Keefe, he is a Boston police officer. The first witness to take the stand was John O'Keefe's brother, Paul. The judge ruled that the defense will be allowed to argue that someone else killed O'Keefe, but not during opening statements. In pretrial motions, prosecutors revealed the existence of text messages they said suggested a romantic entanglement with a friend who was present at locations Reed and O'Keefe visited on the night of the incident. Other documents have also suggested trouble in the relationship between Reed and O'Keefe. Trials expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. A local carnival operator is changing its attendance policy for minors after fights broke out at one of its events in Weymouth last week. Fiesta Shows is now requiring that children between the ages of 13 and 17 be accompanied by a chaperone over the age of 21, with a rule that in a group, there must be one adult supervisor for every four minors. The chaperones must also remain at the event the entire time with their charges. According to the company, failure to comply will result in being denied initial admission or ejection from the events. There are no exceptions. The new rules were in place for the organizers' carnival in Kingston, and they're also listed for the company's upcoming events in Dartmouth and Sharon. The change comes after several fights broke out at the Weymouth Carnival run by Fiesta Shows on April 19th. Two people, including a juvenile, are facing charges related to those brawls. The fights prompted the cancellation of the carnival's remaining days at Weymouth High School. Crimes committed by teens and young people normally make for eye-popping headlines. In the past week, hundreds of young adults have been arrested at campus protests. Over the weekend, a 16-year-old was accused of murdering a 14-year-old in Worcester. Last week, a 15-year-old was arrested for driving a stolen car during a high-speed chase with state police. This all comes as lawmakers on Beacon Hill consider a bill that proposes prosecuting 18, 19, and 20-year-olds as juveniles, commonly called raise the age. It would keep offenders in the juvenile court system until their 21st birthday. If passed into law, it would be gradually implemented over 5 years. The bill would still allow for the automatic prosecution of offenders as adults for first and second degree murder charges. It also allows for prosecutors to seek adult sentences for offenders who commit serious felonies that involve bodily harm or the use of a firearm. Proponents of Raise the Age say young people don't belong in adult courtrooms because their brains don't fully develop until age 25. Vermont is the only state which is already slowly raising the age to the 21st birthday and will begin incorporating 19-year-olds in July. Researchers from Columbia found new delinquency cases declined there after 18-year-olds were added to the juvenile system. Currently, no data exists related to 19 and 20-year-olds in the juvenile system, since no state has implemented the policy in that age range yet. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher yesterday. The Dow was up 146, the NASDAQ rose 55, and the S&P added 16. Asian stocks also higher, the dollar rose, the euro is down, and oil at $82 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat Miami 102-88. Be in Boston for Game 5 of the playoffs tomorrow night at 7:30. Celtics lead 3-1. And Toronto is at the Garden tonight against the Bruins, 7 o'clock, for their Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Bees lead that series 3-1. Red Sox are hosting the San Francisco Giants at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Some morning rain and thunderstorms, and then cloudy and cool with a high today 55. Cloudy tonight and a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, morning clouds, and then some afternoon sun. The high tomorrow, 57. Thursday, mainly cloudy and a high of 64. Partly cloudy Friday, high 60 degrees. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. East wind 5 to 10 becomes 10 to 15 knots later today. Next high tide 5:14 p.m. Sunrise 5:39 sets at 7:42. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 30th.